Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the new year is rapidly approaching. It's a time when many of us are thinking about beginnings and endings, when we simultaneously look back on the past year and look forward to the next one, right? So before 2019 starts, let's put 2018 to bed, in one way at least. Last week, friend of the show, Christina Greer, political science professor at Fordham and co-host of the podcast FAQ NYC, sent around a worksheet that she uses to help her take stock of the past year. A lot of the categories are what you would expect in terms of New Year's resolutions, career, love life, health, but it also asks you to assess how you used your free time. And we thought, huh, that's something we don't always think about or talk about when we talk about making the most of the new year or New Year's resolutions. So we're going to open up the phones for a few minutes and take calls from you, our listeners, on free time. How did you spend your free time in 2018? And how do you want to spend it in 2019? Call in and tell us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I mean, you've got your work schedule, your school schedule, your family schedule. It's the time in between those appointments and responsibilities that we want to talk about just for a couple of minutes. How do you decide what to do when you've got an hour or two to yourself? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, and maybe we'll learn something from you about trends in how people are spending free time these days. Like, do you take naps? Does anyone take naps anymore? I don't think siesta exists anymore in the countries that used to have it. Everything's too fast and 24/7. Anybody take naps? Do you get out of the house at every opportunity, or do you tend to hunker down? Do you go online to play, or do you go offline to play? Are you more or less into reading than you were in free time before? Are you more or less into sports than you were? 212-433-9692. Here's a big one. If you have kids, did the way you spend your free time change after children as opposed to BC, before children? I know, what free time when you have children? But when you do have kids, and 20 seconds of free time, how do you spend it? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. When my kids were young, I wound up listening to music less than I used to because I wanted quiet and do things that were quiet. And that was a loss, but it was a free time loss, you know, based on the sort of constant sonic chaos of children. So how about for you, parents? And do you judge your use of free time? This is kind of the point of the year-end self-assessment that we always do, right? Do you ever get to the end of a stretch of free time and you feel like it was a wasted opportunity, like there was a better way you could have spent it, a more productive way or a more refreshing way? Any bad free time habits you want to change in the new year? 212-433-9692. Anyone who gets stressed out by free time, does having nothing to do make you uncomfortable or anxious or like you should be doing something? So you get the idea. We're looking for trends in free time here. How do you spend your free time? How did you in 2018? How different from the past? And how much do you judge it and are making a New Year's resolution out of free time for 2019? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this.
I'm free, do what I want, any old time. I'm free, do what I want, any old time.
Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones know what it feels like to be free, at least in that song. Magnus in Flatbush, you're on WNYC. Hi, Magnus.
Good day.
So how do you spend your free time, or what are you hoping for 2019?
I try to spend it building furniture and building sculptures, doing painting, things like that. And that's, I just try to do more of that this year.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do in 2018? Were you doing a lot of that?
Yes. Yeah, lot of furniture building, a lot of little sculptures and stuff like that. Because I'm an architect, so it's kind of tangentially related.
Oh, that's so interesting. So if you're an architect, you're designing things kind of on paper, correct me if I'm wrong, and then it sounds like your hobby is getting into a little micro version of that with your hands.
Yeah, and also when you're an architect, you're working for other clients, right? So you're really designing a lot of what they want. And also the timeline is so long that I think getting to do something at home that you can do in a few days or a week is a very different experience.
Magnus, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Here's Ronald in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Ronald.
Oh, hi. Nice to be on. Thanks for taking my call.
So how about your free time?
Well, I got to admit, I'm a screen junkie, and I'm addicted to my phone. And so I've wasted so much free time on social media. Hours and hours and hours. I'll never get back.
Huh. So, but it raises an interesting question. Is it wasted? Like, if that's how you chose to use your free time, being on social media, was it satisfying, or do you take stock at the end of the year here and say, no, that was all meaningless?
Well, I think it was meaningless. I have nothing to show for it. I mean, nothing. I just hours spent looking at other people's lives and going down the rabbit hole and looking, you know, just at everything and doing nothing. So that's got to change for 2019.
What might you replace it with? Any ideas?
I need some. So if you could crowdsource for me, I'm listening to hear what others are suggesting.
Okay, Ronald, we will do that. So listeners, our Twitter feed is available. How about hashtag free time and suggest for Ronald in Manhattan or anyone else who's screen addled how they might get off their screens if they're desiring to do so and take a first step into some kind of offline activity to spend free time. Ronald is looking for one. Hashtag free time, suggestions for free time in 2019. Adina in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adina.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I love your show, by
thank
the
you.
Way.
Thank you, thank you.
I do not feel like I've wasted time listening to your show in 2018, and I will continue to do that in 2019.
Makes me feel good, thank you.
I have wasted an extraordinary amount of time binge-watching shows that I could absolutely have lived without, and related to your last caller's request for ideas, I feel like I could have learned an entire language. I could have learned how to play an instrument. You know, those are two things that I would really like to spend time doing in 2019 instead of glued to binge watching something that does not really enrich my life in the end.
You want to confess to one guilty pleasure binge watched series?
This is embarrassing, and it's good that we're just, you know, first names only here.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And nobody's
really
listening.
Watched some crap. But I did do that Mrs. Maisel show. I did do that.
Oh, people love that.
I know people love that, but it's still, it's just an extraordinary amount of time if you do, you know, several of them in a row, you know? So, yes, it's humorous, it's interesting, it's current, you know, but still, I'm not sure that in the end it's enriching.
Adina, thank you so much. Happy New Year. Call again. Kristen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Matt, can you help me switch to line 8 there? For some reason, my clicker in here isn't working so well. Kristen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Brian, and nice to talk to you. Yeah, I'm just calling to say that I began spending my free time a few years ago writing music, and it led to a career change for me.
Huh. Are you a composer now?
Yeah, so, I mean, I wrote songs as a kid, and I started picking it up again in my free time. I work professionally as a teacher, but my writing coincided with the intense political rhetoric around the presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up writing a spiritual folk rock musical with themes of love and justice called Revival that's now being performed in progressive synagogues in New York City and now in Massachusetts. So, yeah, I would say finding ways to spend your free time in a good way can lead to great things.
Nice story, Kristen. Thanks a lot. Eric in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eric. And forgive me, Matt, I'm going to have to ask for your help again. We go to line 7. Hi, Eric.
Oh, hi, and Happy New Year.
And to you.
I obtained a better pair of binoculars this year, and I live close to Central Park, and I've spent a lot of free time looking at birds in the park, including the celebrity Mandarin duck. But there's a real variety of species that come through, and it takes me out of my head, takes me out of the city. And not only do I see the birds, but I've also met other people who are doing the same, and it's been really great.
That's so cool. So what would you say to somebody who might think, oh, binoculars, well, if I'm really out in the wilderness somewhere, that's kind of interesting, but in the city, you know, or in my ordinary suburb, for people who live in the suburbs, like, what am I really going to see?
Well, Central Park is on the highway, so when birds migrate, you get a real variety of birds. And, you know, you see lots of warblers, or now there are these great ducks there. But even on an ordinary day, you know, you'll just see something out of the ordinary by looking.
What did the Mandarin duck look like? I didn't get to see it. I know people are obsessed with it.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like, and this may not be a good description, it looks a little bit like a wood duck, but a friend of mine described it like an expressionist German duck, very angular.
Expressionist German duck. I love it. Eric,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to go next to Line 9, Jody in Bergen County. Hi, Jody, you're on WNYC.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I'm going to do something that I haven't done in 15 or 17 years. My kids are teenagers, and I'm also an ultra runner, and I have two businesses, and I've been a professional fighter besides ultra running, and I never really took care of the outside of my physical body as far as repair. So that's what I'm going to do. I've just already started doing it. I'm seeing this holistic healer once a week for the last few weeks. And I'm like, I'm just going to repair, you know, I eat well, I drink a lot of water, and I take care of my family, but I never spend money on my health, and I'm in the healthcare industry, so I really have to do it now. So I'm going to stick with that, and I've decided I'm going to cut back on driving to the gym because I can run, and I have a chin-up bar in the back, and I've got all my heavy bags at home. So I'm going to save time not driving so much there because I have to drive for work anyway. And that's, and the way, and what I can enrich myself is not only feel better physically, but I also have begun to write more and more books, and I'm writing a memoir for a boxer, and it's going to give me a lot more time, you know?
Wow.
And I'll be there for my kids still, like I am. So it'll just be nicer.
Busy life. Now, I'm a little confused because it sounds like, on the one hand, you've used your body for physical activity so much that you feel like you need some repair work from that. On the other hand, you said you want to go to the gym, and that's going to help you feel better.
I'd like to go to the gym, but what I'm saying is I'm refraining from driving to the gym because when I go there, there's two things that happen. It takes me over an hour of commuting, you know, each way total. And on top of that, I have a tendency to do more than I should. And if I do it at home, I seem to refrain because there's no music on at home. I don't like to have music on. I like either listening to you or just having complete silence when I train. So when I go out for a run outside, which I do every single day, I've been doing that for 42 years, that's always quiet. But then when I'm with the punching bag, if I'm in a gym, there's noise. And that throws me off. So I end up having a tendency to do too much. So when I'm home, I go, well, you know, I think that's enough. You know, I just got my little bell ringer thing.
Right.
They'll go, and I'll go, okay, I'll do 5 rounds or I'll do 8 rounds, but I won't do 20. You know, it's the difference. I always find time. I just lose sleep. So I'm actually starting to get more sleep. That's the other great thing, too.
That's always good. Sleep is good. Jody, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. David in Hopewell, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I'm entering second year of retirement, so I've had to really redefine how I use free time. And quite frankly, downtime with nothing to do drives me crazy, so I sort of fill it up. I've done a lot of volunteer work in the past 2 years. 2018 was interesting because I got to work on two political campaigns starting in January, and one of them was very successful, so I'm very happy about that. And right now I'm on the way to spend some volunteer time at New Jersey Audubon Society.
Cool. Is there this when you retire? Is there sort of a free time challenge? I don't know how kind of maxed out busy you were when you were working, but suddenly there's all this free time, and it's sort of anxiety provoking instead of free time.
Well, you know, it's sort of odd because I was a CEO of a company, and while I worked hard, you know, I always felt that my heart was in play or doing something else. And so I literally had a list of things to do, and I have not been able to get to all of them because I'm so busy.
David, thank you very much. Good luck having free time and being busy. One more, Monica in Fort Greene. Monica, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So podcasts. Oh, my God. So many podcasts. They have been like my, basically, like, I think they're like the magazines of now, you know, and I love the intimacy. I listen to stuff like Sound and Vision, which is an art podcast, and Deep Color. So it's just interviews with like kind of local artists.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a new podcast that I love. It's like New Models, which is like a tech philosophy podcast. I don't know. I just, yeah.
Do you
I get to do other stuff too while I'm listening to them.
Yeah, that's the one of the joys of audio as opposed to if you're watching television or something like that. I'm thinking of you in comparison to the caller, Adina, who was kind of annoyed with herself for binge-watching so much television. It sounds like you're binge-listening to a lot of podcasts, but it's a qualitatively different experience.
So that's a really good distinction. So it has made me actually be more discerning, I feel like, with the stuff that I binge-watch. So I've been really into documentaries more because I feel like now my brain just wants nutrition. And it's almost like having a conversation with somebody in your head. You know, there's obviously when there's that much information, there's only so much you're actually going to, you know, go deep into. But I mean, even Science Magazine has a podcast and Nature Magazine. And I do bring that into conversations with people. And then it does go deeper sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, when I'm talking to people who actually know something about the subject. So, yeah, I feel like it's definitely made my life better. And then I get to do my laundry with a little bit of like substance in there, you know.
Monica, thank you so much. And thanks to all of you who called with your 2018 free time checks. That was fun. And coming up next, the words of the year in English and other languages. Stay with us.